Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting in verse 1 and ending in verse 11. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Now concerning how and when all this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, we don't really need to write you. For you know quite well that the day of the Lord's return will come unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. When people are saying, everything is peaceful and secure, then disaster will fall on them as suddenly as a pregnant woman's labor pains begin, and there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters, and you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. So be on your guard, not asleep like the others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is the time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. For God chose to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us so that, whether we are dead or alive when he returns, we can live with him forever. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. Once again, that was 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 1 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore this chapter a little further. Jesus ascended into heaven, but he is coming back as the true King. He lives in the hearts of those who are loyal to him, and someday Christ will come back and reign forever and ever. Knowing Jesus will return, Paul gave 3 points of advice: stay alert and on guard, be clear-headed, and encourage each other. Jesus is coming back, but people in the world don't desire his kingdom. They want their own ways. So we need to be on guard because life will be hard for those who love Jesus. He has given us faith, love, and salvation to protect us and keep us strong. He has given us a family of faith to be supported and encouraged. We are called to be sober, thinking clearly and protecting our minds with the helmet of his salvation. Jesus is returning, and that can change how you live now. These verses are challenging you not only to encourage people, but also to help people guard themselves with God's love and salvation. Faith protects you from despair. You are called into Christ's kingdom. Pledge your highest allegiance to Jesus. Your life is not about you or for you. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Will you continue to press on and walk with Jesus, even when it gets hard? What difference does it make to your attitude and actions, knowing that Christ is coming back? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.